Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, June 21st, 2010. It happens to be the first day of summer, but we're not really writing about that today because yesterday was Father's Day. Today, our message is titled, A Father Named Jairus. The scripture text, and it's only part of the complete account, is in Luke 8, 41 and 42.
Then a man named Jairus, a ruler of the synagogue, came and fell at Jesus' feet, pleading with him to come to his house, because his only daughter, a girl of about 12, was dying.
What a blessing it is to know a father's love. Yesterday was Father's Day, a day set aside here in America, along with Mother's Day in May, to honor our parents. My father died in 1998, but recollections of his love abound in my memories. Many reading this have an assurance of their earthly father's love, but certainly not all do. Yet we can all have a deep assurance of our heavenly father's love. Jairus is one of my favorite dads mentioned in the Bible. Although he had a leadership position in the synagogue, his role as a father took prominence in the brief story written about him in Scripture. Jairus demonstrates three qualities needed today by all godly fathers.
Well, the first quality is love. We aren't told if Jairus had any sons, but Scripture indicates that he had only one daughter. She was about 12 years old, and tragically, she was dying. We've seen the anguish of loving parents whose child is critically ill or whose debilitating disease is beyond the skill of the medical profession to help. We had our own share of agonizing distress when Esther, as an infant and child, experienced complications during her heart surgeries or endured long, grueling recoveries. Some took months to recover. We recall a situation in a waiting room at the heart clinic of Boston Children's Hospital when Esther was in for treatment several years ago. Boston Children's is ranked number one in heart and heart surgery, so people come from many different countries to seek out help for their young. A young couple had traveled from overseas and brought their tiny baby in for treatment, who was obviously very sick. As a matter of fact, you could see that they got the attention of the doctors immediately upon their arrival. A doctor came out after a short time and spoke to them in hushed tones. Though we didn't hear all the details, it was quite obvious that the news was not good. We respectfully observed, prayed, and empathized as we saw the distressful twinge of pain spread over their faces.
Well, my mother is one of seven children who lived into adulthood. In fact, these seven all lived well into their senior years. My last aunt died last fall. But her parents lost an infant son and young daughter. I recall how to his dying day, the loss of these two children was a painful memory for my grandpa, especially Evelyn, the daughter who died around 1930 when she was 12 years old, the same age as Jairus' daughter. Recalling this memory nearly 40 years after my grandpa's death indicates that it had a profound effect on his life and on those whom he loved.
Well, the second quality of a father, besides love, is desperation. Help was desperately needed, and Jairus, likely overcoming pride, prejudice, and panic, especially as a synagogue ruler, went very publicly and approached Jesus for help. In fact, he fell at his feet. He went to the right person. He came to the Master. The scripture says he fell at Jesus' feet, pleading with him to come to his house. Well, this same desperation observed in Jairus pleading with Jesus on behalf of his daughter needs to be demonstrated by caring fathers today. Jairus' daughter was dying physically, and he needed Christ to intervene. Today, our children face a spiritual onslaught from the one whom Jesus warns comes only to steal and kill and destroy. We desperately need Christ to intercede for the hearts of our children. Our world is sick and dying. Sin and wickedness seems to know no bounds. Our children at the edge of a slippery precipice. They're flooded with appeals to jump.
Well, the third quality we see, and the final one we're going to deal with today, is faith. It took faith to approach Jesus and faith to hold on. As we read the entire story, they were delayed when the woman who had bled for 12 years touched the hem of the Master's garment. It was at this point that Jairus received word that his daughter had died and was told, "Don't bother the teacher anymore." Incidentally, that's a phrase that I would like to develop in itself, the concept of bothering God. But Jesus said to Jairus, "Don't be afraid, just believe, and she will be healed."
Well, they indeed went to Jairus' home. A great miracle was performed, and the account ends with her parents being astonished. I wonder what happened concerning these Bible characters like Jairus, his wife, and his daughter. Were they a part of the early church?
Well, dads, as well as moms and grandparents, let us follow the example of Jairus. Critical problems demand a serious response. Let's boldly stand up, persevere, and fight the good fight for our children and the grandchildren as they battle the evil one in this evil age. We can make a difference as we faithfully pray, lead by our example, and instruct our young in the ways of the Lord.
Let's pray together. Father, we are given a tremendous trust when we bring a child into our home. What begins as a privilege and a blessing can also turn into a challenge or desperate situation. But no circumstance is too difficult for you. Your arm is not too weak to save, nor your ear too deaf to hear our heart's cry. We pray for our children as they seek to overcome life's difficulties and battle the enemy's schemes. Help us to properly provide for their physical and spiritual needs as they journey into adulthood. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And thank you for joining us for our daily podcast for Monday, June 21st, 2010. We do have some photos up on our site today. A photo of me yesterday on Father's Day along with the steer, but also a number of photos taken on our way to church yesterday as we encountered once again some of our Amish folks that were also on the way to their church. And you may find those photos and the descriptions interesting. Today I was unable, and I would challenge you to do the same if you would care to look, to find any songs related to Jairus specifically that at least I'm aware of. But I did find several songs related to the strengthening of the family and commitment by fathers desiring to be men of God. The first one I chose is the family prayer song, which was popularized, I think anyway, at the Promise Keepers movement maybe about 10 or 15 years ago. But wonderful song that taking as its heart that great phrase from Joshua, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." And together, Brooksine and I make that commitment today. We want to serve the Lord. Thank you for joining us. Be encouraged today. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message we have prepared for Monday, June 21st, 2010. Our blessings on each one of you.